Welcome to From Cork with Love Adventure, the only programme from Cork, Ireland, in which you can hear what it's like to be Irish in Cork from the point of view of a totally unrepresentative man. This is Paul O'Mahony welcoming you to the latest episode.
You'd expect a night in late October in Ireland to be chilly. And it is chilly, perhaps chillier than it was this time last year. I can't remember. The moon is really coming on strong tonight. Yeah, it's almost full and the dog is very excited. And I'm leaving the house to go walking along around the estate. Oh, I've got out of the habit of going walking late at night. And I love it so much. I love walking and even talking about anything at all. God, there goes a car. Sometimes I think Louis could easily run out in front of a car. He seems so oblivious to them, almost as if he doesn't know they exist. Certainly, I sometimes think he doesn't understand what they do. I now have to investigate what he's done. In order to be a responsible citizen. In order to do this, I have to go rummaging in the leaves. I shan't describe what I'm doing. Right. Now. Now, where was I? It doesn't really matter where I was. I was chilly. I was in a country that was chilly. And I have a pullover on, and I'm now going to move with more energy. There are stars above, which is why it's so cold. Those stars, when they come out, they make things chillier. If only we had cloud, it would be warm. But then I think this is good and fresh and excellent for me. There won't be anybody about. I was surprised that car was coming through the estate. This is a really quiet place at night. There's a house there for sale, by the way. It says sale agreed outside. What's that, number 64? When I'm 64, oh, I love the Beatles. I do. When I get older, biding my time, many years from now, will you still be standing by the Oh dear. Halloween is coming. Halloween is almost on us. So is the Cork Jazz Festival. Cork Jazz Festival starts on Thursday. Yes, I have great hopes that someday some friends of mine from abroad, as we'd say, from foreign lands, will come to Cork for the Jazz Festival. I'm not the world's greatest. Well, I'm not. I like jazz. But I like live music most of all. And I will go wandering round the city during the Jazz Festival. And I will share plenty of what I hear. That's my plan anyway. Oh, God. Hello, moon. Oh, moon up there. What do you see down here? You're pulling my heartstrings. With the power of your gravity. But you are not grave, O moon. You are a shining light, an example to us, a paragon. Where the hell has that dog gone? Behind me. Oh, moon, shine down. There is no warmth in the moon, just light. Which would you prefer have, warmth or light? Imagine a situation where it was lovely and warm, but no light. And imagine a situation where there was light, but no warmth. Another car. I'm bothered now. I'm bothered. Where the devil has the dog gone? And why is he not following me obediently? I don't mind walking past him when he goes in to sniff his way. He goes into gardens. Well, they're not really gardens. Goes up to the front doors of houses and sniffs them and looks at the side ones. And, oh, God. Louis, come back, for goodness sake. I don't want to walk all the way home thinking to myself, have you gone home? Have you gone home? Then discover you have buggered off home. And I certainly don't want to go home, find he isn't there and have to go back out again. But there's no sign of him. Ah, look, trust the gods. Trust the gods of disobedient canines, disobedient canines. Oh, I'd like to go and see Wagner's Ring. There are loads of gods in that, especially in the first one of the cycle. Yeah. This is infuriating. Do you know that? I know he'll come home. But if he's gone home in front of me, I'm going to put him on a lead in future. But I don't like doing that. I like letting him be out there and running around. If Puma the cat was here, he wouldn't do this. No. The just let yourself breathe. And you don't have to look behind you every 4 seconds. Even if that's what you are doing. Maybe the moon has got to him. Yeah, maybe it's the moon. And he's turned into a mad dog. Okay, enough about dogs. I want to go in home now. I've had quite enough of this chill. It was only meant to be a short walk. Bit of useful exercise for me and the dog. I love the leaves. The leaves are just terrific. Let's have a kick, the leaves. Yeah, they get there crisper. Crisper. Okay. Wait, 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 wait. You decided to come home, did you? Yeah? Good job, too. That's all I can say. Good job, too. Come on. Came home. He wasn't at home. I went to the bathroom. I opened the front door and he charged up. I'll give the last word to you, Louis, tonight.
That was From Cork With Love Adventure, sponsored by Nobody. This is your host, Paul O'Mahony, saying I hope it was worth your while listening. Bye for now.